14 more days yawned by as we settled into the monotony of classes and exams. Tensions eased from that day, though Caspian was missing more and more frequently. Eventually, it felt like he had disappeared altogether. Our library time grew quiet and boring without the seafarer, though much more productive. Leander kept his distance, as Evangeline requested. But as time wormed away from us, her eyes would drift to where he first played his music, and she imagined him so hard that I could see his reflection in her eyes. It was the 16th day when Caspian barged into my room.
Huh? What?
Margo!
What? Cass? Good lord, where?
Margo, just look!
What? Hey, Caspian, that's my stuff. Fine. But what's this about?
Look, you're the only one out of the four of us who is going to believe me. And honestly, I'm finding it hard to believe myself.
But I...
Please, Max, please. At least look and listen to what I have to tell you. Please don't judge me. Not now. Not when I need you most.
Oh, Caspian.
I never heard him so desperate, or seen him so wild. The ocean in his eyes crashes against me, drowning me, abandoning me at sea. Just like he is. The rain taps insistently on the windows. Okay, what happened? Tell me everything.
There's been something I've been hiding the entire time I've been here. I do actually study. I study the history of the supernatural. Myths, magic, humans with abilities beyond our own. I've known something like this exists my whole life.
My lips part, but I say nothing. And all that time, for as many times as I spoke about spirits, he never said a word. He just let me fend for myself.
I don't know how I know. I just do. Well, no. That's a lie. I discovered something odd a year ago.
Which was what?
Sirens.
Sirens?
Yes. The demons that sailors claim lure them to death with music. The very same. They are a subsection of people called Hollowbloods.
So, you've been sneaking off to the docks to catch one of these mermaids?
Sirens. And normally, yes. But not as of late. Hollowbloods encompass a large group of people. Sirens, ghosts, demons, and...
And?
Well, that's what's been troubling me. I've seen signs of a beast. A wolfish person that is controlled by the moon.
Werewolves. The claw marks in the library flash across my mind. I wring my fingers. His earthy scent passes through my memory. His name is on my tongue, but I dare not say it.
Yes, but not quite. The ones we know in fairy tales have been warped and changed from the original ancient text. From what I have gathered, these wolf people do not have an in-between form, and live much longer than the legends say. And it isn't every full moon they change. It's much more gradual.
His white knuckle grasp on the pages makes my throat dry. I place my hand over his. Inhale, exhale. He takes a breath with me.
I've seen the signs of a werewolf on campus. Scratch marks in trees, deep bites in stone. Inexplicable things.
Are they dangerous?
Beyond the word. Once their mind is engulfed by wolfish hunger, they lose themselves to bloodlust. A complete loss of control and humanity.
God above. Silence becomes the death knell between us. We cannot hold it any longer. Leander?
Leander. The full moon is coming. Soon. And if the signs are true, that means on this moon, he will revert to Predator.
But Caspian, how are we even supposed to stop...
Cass!
Their bark shudders the room as Caspian and I whirl around to face Ambrose. Caspian clandestinely slides the books away and into the mess on the corner of the desk. Surprise melts from his eyes, and he adjusts his crooked glasses with a grin.
Oh, could you not handle an hour by your lonesome, my dear?
I'm not going to tolerate your idiocy today.
Ouch! Ambrose!
You have left our living space a mess for the last time, I swear it. I'm no longer taking the time to clean up after you. You're not a child, Caspian. And that besides, I don't know how you can make our room into a trash heap when I barely even see you anymore.
Wait, Ambrose, don't take it out on him. Tense stillness freezes the air. Ambrose's eyes blaze an impossible gray, bearing a snarl at me. My throat swells. I choke out the words anyway. I've been asking him to help me with things on the side. It's my fault. I've been the one distracting him and taking him from you. I'm sorry. Ambrose stares me down, their grip on Cass's arm unrelenting. I do everything in my power not to look down. I want to cry. I want to curl up in darkness and let the rain drown me.
Let's go.
With nothing more than a growl, Ambrose leads Caspian out, all lightness in his voice snuffed underneath their dark rage. I finally breathe, then collapse into a sob. It's confusing to swallow, all of it. The cryptic messages from the spirit, everything Caspian had said, and Ambrose's rage, not to mention all of the aggression between Evangeline and Leander. Why can't everyone just be okay? It is a question I ask no one. Not even a crow caws comfort. Rain pelts onto my head. Maybe if I wait long enough for the winds to grow heavy and restless, they'll blow me away. Free me of all this distress.
It's amongst you.
Tap, tap, tap. The rain soaks my hair. I shake away my spirits. I haven't the mind to hear them. Tap, tap, tap. The pattern is grounding. Something I can hold on to other than my racing thoughts and sensitive heart. My finger mimics the pattern, finding safety in sameness. I close my eyes, let simple thoughts consume me. Tap, tap, tap.
Listen, it's telling you something.
No, it's not tapping. I recognize these patterns. My brow furrows as I focus now, more intentionally. My stomach twists into cat's yarn. It was saying one thing, over and over. Dot, line, dot. Dot, dot, line. Line, dot. Over and over. Of course, it was using Morse code. Of course, that's how it was speaking to me. And of course, it was saying a single word. Run. She would have never approached him again if he hadn't lulled her soul with his music. It spoke beyond what words could ever mean. The vibrating strings dug deep into her blood and stirred her to move, even if she wasn't very graceful. His music always did that, and always would.
Leander?
Evangeline. Hi.
No. Stay. It's okay. I'm not angry anymore.
Whatever made you change your tune?
yours, I think.
Pardon?
You know you've been playing the same sad song over and over for 2 weeks, right?
You've been listening.
You play so loudly, you fool. The whole campus can hear you.
Tu me rends fou.
I would ask what that means, but I have a feeling you'd never tell me.
I think I've gathered that my words won't work on you anyway, mon ami.
Maybe not. So play for me instead.
You're listening to the Ones in the Library audio drama by Mythic Machinations Media. For as little as a single dollar, you can help MMM create more audio dramas just like this one. Check the description below to learn more. From the creator and everyone else involved, thank you again for listening.